Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
Last week, KHOI's reporter, Cece Iverson, encountered Ames Police Department Officer Nick Schaefer outside the public library. Officer Schaefer is the school resource officer for Ames, and he was handing out information to parents about cell phone safety. Predators gain access to children and teenagers through apps, and cyberbullying affects many children, adolescents, on a daily basis, and it involves using technology like cell phones and the internet to bully or harass another person. Cyberbullying causes psychological and emotional distress to its victims, producing thoughts of suicide in some who are repeatedly victimized, and it can take many forms, including mean messages or threats to a person, email account or cell phone, rumors online or through text, hurtful or threatening messages on social networking sites or web pages, stealing a person's account information to break into their account and sending damaging messages, or pretending to be someone else online to hurt another person, and taking unflattering pictures of a person and spreading them through cell phones or the internet. And finally, sexting or circulating sexually suggestive pictures or messages about a person.
The iSafe Foundation is a national organization for internet safety education. According to their statistics, over half of adolescents and teens have been bullied online, and about the same number have engaged in cyberbullying. More than one in three young people have experienced cyber threats online, and over 25% of adolescents and teens have been bullied repeatedly through their cell phones or the internet. Well, over half of young people do not tell their parents ever when cyberbullying occurs. According to a new national study by Iowa State researchers, this hits lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and allied youth especially hard, with one out of every two regularly experiencing cyberbullying. KHOI reporter Cece Iverson asked Officer Nick Schaefer to stop by KHOI to share some of the information he's giving out at the library. KHOI reporter Kira Chester joined their discussion.
I saw you the other day at the library, at the public library, giving us some flyers about cyberbullying and cell phone safety.
Yes, we're really trying to get the word out. Part of my presence in the library is to get out there and make sure that people are being intentional about whether or not their kid, A, has a phone, and B, if they have it, what are they doing to guide that young person in making wise decisions on how to use it. While the police department does work rather closely with the school administration at the K-12 setting in Ames, we don't necessarily have a formal plan regarding how we're going to educate kids about cell phones. There's a lot of what goes on that would be up to parents, right? There's a lot of personal choice about what goes on and what they're allowed to do on their phones if they have them.
What are the usual questions that you get from parents in regards of cell phone safety?
Well, the biggest problem is that it doesn't get asked until something happens. And so that's why we try to get out there before it happens and put these flyers into people's hands and get them thinking about it. One of the most common things I'll show someone is the calculator app that you can use that's basically a vault on the phone that young people have learned that, oh, okay, I can take this app that looks like a calculator to somebody who doesn't know better, and I can type in on the numbers and hit the plus sign, and it actually opens up a whole nother folder, if you will, within the phone where other apps can be stored, where photos and other things that parents might not know about. So even if they think, oh yeah, I check my kid's phone all the time, they don't realize what could be going on in the background. And so it's getting out and saying, hey, this thing exists, and be very careful about what you think is safe, because I've had people say the app Musical.ly, people have felt that that was safe. And I can tell you, anywhere that you think is safe, some predator has already thought of a way to take what an adult parent thinks is safe and find a way to manipulate a kid through that app and get them onto some other way to communicate.
To protect my children now, because they're 7 and 9, I don't allow it because it's too much. And then you have so many apps that they can be a victim to. So I just don't allow it just because it's so much that you got to monitor. And I just don't have time to sit there and just watch my kid while they're on the phone. So we don't do it.
You don't do it. Well, I do. I have my son. He's 8 and he has a cell phone. What would you suggest for me to do in this case? Because I'm not very knowledgeable of hidden applications.
All three of us could probably agree we either witnessed or experienced some level of bullying when we were growing up. I think there's a certain part of it that we think is probably always going to exist. Not that it's okay in any way, but we're not going to get all children in elementary school, middle school, to all of a sudden respect each other all the time.
Exactly.
But now the problem is, when we were bullied, we'd go home, we'd be with our family, and we shut it down, right? So whatever we had dealt with during the school day, we now are with our family, we're in a safe environment, our brains are having time to process and think about what we experienced. Well, now kids are going home in the evenings, and they're still experiencing that social
stress,
negativity throughout the evening and even in the morning because of their smartphones and social media. And there's studies that have shown, you know, middle school age girls who are responding to this stuff in their sleep and never actually reaching REM sleep at any point their whole night because they're always so concerned about FOMO, fear of missing out, and things like that. And that has other negative aspects on everything in their life, how tired they are in school. That then affects how well they perform academically because they're tired and not able to pay attention. So I think it's really that access and that constant stimulation that's hurting people. Regarding your kid, what I would recommend you do is there are things that are out there, other apps where you can control your kid's phone from your phone so that they would have to get approval from you through your phone for them to download something.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's a really good website called Common Sense Media, and it's free. And you can go there, and it reviews apps, music, movies, games, everything, so you can be up to date. I know for me, when my son asks me about something, I do give my opinion because I'm in the field where I'm dealing with it, knowing about stuff. But on top of that, one of the first things we do is we go right into Common Sense Media. So if you have a kid who is, let's say, disagreeable, you know, well, so-and-so is getting to do it, or why won't you let me? Well, it's not me. It's Common Sense Media. These people are experts at reviewing stuff, so don't get mad at me.
Okay, that sounds like a great resource if you're in a jam.
Yeah.
You know, I get that a lot with my son. He challenged my views on things, and it is important to have that backup, especially for single parents that
for
might
sure.
not have the mom or the dad present to back you up. So it's just thank you for the resource. I also wanted to ask you, Nick, if I have any extra questions about what the city of Ames and the community is doing to get more informed about how to protect my child from cyberbullying and other things that might be he might be affected by on his cell phone. What are other resources that parents can obtain? Who do I call and how can I get a hold of you?
Online, the Center for National and Missing and Exploited Children, they have lots of resources. So you can go to that website. But really, it's 2018. Anybody who tells me that, like, I don't know, I didn't know this about smartphones, just Google, what do I need to do to protect my kids online? There's more resources than I could name.
Okay.
There's just so much out there.
That's wonderful. I think it's very nice that the city of Ames and the police department has taken the initiative to put someone out there to inform parents that might not be as inclined to get online and Google it to be able to access this information in a personal way.
I have one kid, and I think, man, I have my hands full. Whenever I'm talking with other parents that have lots of kids, I'm first of all blown away. I'm like, I don't know how you guys do it. And I think if I had to try to do all this time management with those kids and still be on top of this stuff, I would find it very challenging. So when I see a single parent that's trying to deal with this stuff, I certainly can understand the reaction of putting a screen in front of them to get them to quiet down so that you could have 5 minutes of silence to figure out the grocery list and who has appointments where. I just want to remind them to just be more intentional about when they do put that screen in front of them and what the potential dangers are that are there.
Yeah, but it's very hard when you're trying to scramble time to do other things. It's so nice to be able to have someone to let us know, hey, be aware of this.
Yeah, because it's so much. And, like, I even had a friend, her daughter downloaded some app, and it's some 24-year-old guy trying to talk to her, and she's 9. And I'm like, you think this stuff is friendly, and it's not.
Yeah. We've had situations where a suspect has known that that kid couldn't be on their phone or had their phone taken away, and they will find a way to mail that kid a phone.
Wow.
You know? So, you know, there's you can never let your guard down.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.